Have you ever started a war? Dr. Strangelove has. In fact, he's so good at starting wars that he even started one in his sleep. He called it the War of the Dozes. Anyway, strange goings-on in outer space. Make it to the daily papers.
You see, Mr. B? Strange goings-on in outer space have made it to the daily papers.
Wait, that's not daily papers, Dr. S. That's some sort of hologram.
Yes, I know. It's the future of newspapers. I happened to find this one in that strange meteorite that landed in the back garden earlier this week.
Oh, it's so last week's news.
No, I don't think so, Mr. B. Look, the date.
That could be anything. The whole so-called newspaper is just a solid block of strange sigils and symbols that mean nothing to me. Can you understand it, Dr. S?
Hell's teeth! What was that screaming? Was it you?
No, certainly not.
Then who?
Miss Fit, whatever happened to you?
Yeah, why are you covered in little brown stinky pellets?
I don't know. This is too disgusting. Get them off! Get them off!
You need to take a shower. You know, freshen up.
But there isn't a shower.
There is now. Just out the back way, there is a special space-age shower that will remove all traces of dirt or poo from you and your dress without even getting you wet.
Thank you. I'm so clean. My red dress is redder than ever. Where did you get that shower from? Oh, no.
It crashed to Earth in a space-age spaceship outside. Tell you what, why don't I ask those three strange space rabbits that have just walked in and are now standing right behind me armed with rabbit poo guns?
They're rabbits from outer space. Space rabbits.
Hello!
Yeah.
What's up, Doc?
Apparently, that is all what they can say. Not to worry! I shall get my space interpreter helmet. That'll translate everything in the space rabbit man says into Earth English.
It just looks like a fishbowl with wires sticking out.
Yes, I know. Miss Fit made it in her lunch break. Now, I shall speak to the strange space rabbit man in his own language.
Doc of what?
Go on, what's he say?
Apparently, this strange space rabbit man is called Rogan.
Hello, Rogan.
His crew are called Josh and Rice. Rogan says that they are space soldiers from the planet Bugs in the constellation of insert funny rabbit name here.
Soldiers? Yeah, I hope they're not going to go to war on us.
Oh, I just love a rabbit man in uniform. So dishy.
He says he wouldn't say no.
Ask Rogan politely if he and the other two rabbits wouldn't mind scampering away back to their spacecraft with their little cotton bobtails between their legs.
You want them to leave?
Look, it's in the PCRFM Standard Rules and Regulations book, page 126, paragraph 3, subcategory 2A, no going to war.
Very well.
Doc, what's up, Doc? What's up, Doc?
Oh.
What's he say now?
He says they're not going to go to war on us, they're going to go to war on another rabbit warlord.
What?
A rabbit warlord by the name of... Pinky!
Pinky?
Yes, Mr. B, don't laugh. He is called Pinky because his fur is coloured...
Pink?
No, orange. Oh yes, and apparently, according to Rogan, this orange Pinky rabbit warlord is pure evil. He wants to destroy Rogan and all his bunny men and bunny girls.
What about the bunny children?
Them too.
Meanwhile, in space, Pinky the Orange Space Rabbit Warlord is busy piloting an old dustbin spaceship to Earth. Also on board is a very familiar-looking Auntie Phyllis Glove.
Faster! Come on! Faster! Did you look at me in that tone of voice? It's your own fault that we lost him at Asteroid K7! Yes, I know. Rogan Rabbit is to be obliterated. Permanently. I, Auntie Phyllis Glove, I'm going to lead you, Pinky Rabbits, into war. The War of the Rabbits. And the battleground shall be... the Earth.
To be continued.